This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, October 14. A bronze snake on a pole. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 21 and John chapter 3. They traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom. But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food." Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people, and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us." So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, they lived. John chapter 3, 14 and 15. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. A snake on a pole may seem a strange image to represent healing and blessing from God. But in the context of the story in Numbers 21, that's what happened. God made it so. And the people learned, as they often had done before, that they needed to trust God. We might not be surprised that the people grumbled against God and Moses in the desert. All around them was a trackless, howling wilderness, with searing heat and blinding sandstorms. Ahead of them were powerful enemies, barricaded in high, walled cities. But God had solved all of their crises before, bringing them through the Red Sea, giving them manna, quail, and water each day. With such a firm foundation for faith, was there any reason for the people not to trust God with their future? The same question can apply today for God's people who might grumble against him. And we have a lot more of God's faithfulness in history to remind us of his care. We also have the good news of salvation through Jesus, who was lifted up on a cross for our sake. He took on himself all the punishment for sin and rebellion that was rightly ours to bear. Jesus even explained that the snake on a pole in Moses' day pointed to his saving work on the cross. So everyone who looks to him and believes may now have eternal life. Do you trust him? Pray with me. Lord, turn our eyes upon Jesus. Give us faith to trust him and save us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.